I was thinking about this, you know, that kind of being lost in the judgments and the measurements that, you know, and then kind of being able to get out of them, and that bright, I can't remember how you put it, the brightness of the heart, that kind of thing, and then the going down. And I was just thinking about with the 10 fetters, when they start to be cut, can you expect to just not get so lost, you know, at that time where the feelings and the thought, you know, you just lost, and then, you know, can come back up again, but... You know, does the time that you get lost kind of reduce?
Absolutely. That's exactly how it works. So when talking about stream entry, if the mind has realized stream entry, then according to the Buddhist psychology, that means you can't be reborn in the human realm or the Deva realm more than 7 times. Enlightenment is guaranteed within the next 7 lifetimes. And you can't be reborn in the lower realms, the animal realm, the hell realms, or the hungry ghost realm. And so not being able to be reborn more than 7 times, enlightenment guaranteed within the next 7 lifetimes. One of the ways I like to reflect on that is, like, you can only get totally lost a maximum of 7 times. And each time it's going to get more and more difficult to get lost. And as that quality of insight develops, then the tendency to get drawn in to what's shocking or worrying or exciting or irritating gets greatly reduced. For an anagami, the heart is completely free of sense desire and ill will. Like with that example of the delicious food, you know, like the Buddha still tasted delicious food, but he couldn't get lost in that. So for an anagami, sense desire and ill will is just switched off. It's like it's just not there. So that they're naturally inclined towards simplicity and a harmlessness, towards, you know, gracious behavior and such, that the mind is just not drawn to that. So for a once returner, there is still some sense desire and ill will. So you can be attracted and can get lost, but it's diminished in both aversion and criticism and complaining and getting irritated or being caught up in sense desire, but it's greatly muted. For someone who's realized stream entry, that can be stronger. There can be more sense desire or more ill will. But because of the level of mindfulness that's part of that, then there's a knowing of the mind following that grumpy attitude or that sense desire, that there's an awareness that that's being followed. But it does so naturally diminish as that level of spiritual development is cultivated. As the level of refinement increases, then mind is less drawn into those things. It's interesting, there's a book from the Northern Buddhist tradition called the Shurangama Sutra, and the last chapter of it, chapter 8, is called the 50 Skanda Demon States. And it's kind of related to what's called the defilements of insight, and also the 62 kinds of wrong view that you have listed in the part. There's sort of parallels between those 50 demon states and the different kinds of defilement that you find mentioned in the Pali Canon. In that chapter 8 of the 50 states, the first 10 relate to the Rupa Khanda, to the body, and the second 10 relate to feeling, third 10 relate to perceptions, and then the last 10, the fifth group, relates to consciousness, and most of them refer to the kind of problems that anagamis have. And it's interesting that for those who have very advanced spiritual qualities, they can still get lost and still get caught up or still get distracted. The kind of things that it describes is like if a being has reached the level of anagami and that level's been realized, they can still be infatuated with having disciples or being approved of, and that they relish being respected. And so there's something in them that feeds on that and is delighted by having a large crowd of people coming to listen to their teachings, or, you know, lots of people who proclaim themselves as their disciples, or they're very dedicated students and such like. And so that getting lost in your own, or believing your own advertising, as it were, getting lost in your own story, that kind of subtle kinds of conceit, being praised for having reached that level of realization, and then relishing that praise, or someone doesn't praise you or criticizes you and says that you haven't really realized that much, then the feeling of shrinking, shriveling kind of that arises on account of not being praised, not being approved of. That is an interesting list to look at. It's pointing out, yeah, even a being who's reached that very, very refined level of insight and liberation, the aspects of conceit, asmimana, and so forth, are still active within that. That's not let go of until arahantship. And so they can still be deluded. So their sense desire and ill will is not there. That's kind of completely gone. So they're naturally celibate, or they can't have any sort of grudge against anyone in particular, but they can feel the impact of conceit and the sense of I wanting to be praised, or liking to being praised, or disliking being criticized, that those subtle movements of the jitta can still be influential. And also the last five fetters, rupa raga and arupa raga, that an anagami can be spending a lot of time in the states of profound absorption and not seeing that they are limited and conditioned, but rather that it's like passion for formed mind states or formless mind states. They're just really enjoying the kind of blissful, spacious, bright qualities of those absorptions and not really wanting to let go. Kind of like, oh, this is really good. Kind of, I mean, that's a coarse way of describing it, but that kind of relishing. So it's a very wholesome object, you know, very bright, clear, spacious mind states. But that relishing, that sense of yes-ness that's just taking hold and delighting in that, absorbing into that, that's an obstruction. But it's a very refined obstruction, but it's still an obstruction.